Let's move on.
Seriously. We are going to move on. You know why?
I got free drinks coming today at the cafeteria.
No, not anymore. Not after that.
I'm going in your pants then. I'm getting your wallet and using your card.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. It is crossover time. And that means Dan Dibley and Mark Willard have entered the chat.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
So good.
Just happy you guys that we're not here in no man's land like you were. I think it was 1208 where you had teased two things that you didn't deliver on. You had sound to play, and you're like,
I hate when people do that.
Man, we're in no man's land. And I know the clock, and I'm like, dude, it's 1208. You could do five more things
in
4 minutes.
That's my
quarterback. I know.
I'm not a real host, so I have those challenges.
Yeah, and that's what I tabbed you with many, many years ago. And at times you are, but times like today, when you say at 1208 we're in no man's land, it makes me feel... It's a validation sensation for what I painted you with oh so many years ago. Cha-ching, Ken. You'll find it.
Where do you want to start today?
What an upset. What an upset. On YouTube.
Cha-ching!
No, you do not have an agenda as it relates to Steph Curry. Is defeating, yes, you do. Wow. The no's have it.
What's the percentage?
53-47. It's tight.
That bothers them.
Close that poll now. I just voted yes.
Let's close that poll now.
Yeah, it actually was doing even better.
That was reacting to pods telling you guys.
Did you hear what we tried?
I was listening. That was great.
And Tim in North Carolina, if you happen to still be listening, I did not say that the Warriors will all have their arms folded with Kuminga when he walks in. That was a hypothetical based on a scenario if Jonathan and the Warriors can't figure things out, and it gets nuclear, and the whole offseason gets ruined because of this, then people will be looking side-eyed at each other when he gets there.
Did you say hands on hips?
Might have been arms folded. Arms folded, yeah. I think it was.
He's a tough cookie for you.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes it's funny that we call them listeners. Because a lot of them don't.
Right, and all if right. You're going to rat-a-tat-tat a person, don't drag me into it. I was catching strays.
You were.
He's like, those afternoon guys.
I stood up for you, Dibs.
I heard that. Yeah. It was Willard.
Only stood up for Dibs, too. I heard that.
No, I said, those are my guys.
Yes.
And then Stein, you said, he's like, say more.
You're like, Dibs is not like that. And those are our guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I heard you.
Yeah, catching strays.
You've been a radio man your whole life. And
Almost.
My question is this, like, where does the producers, if the producer says do something, you got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Depends on, you know, who and when and what.
Who?
What's funny is our producer, director of sports, Lucas Alexander,
right.
He has many strengths and many weaknesses, as we all do. At times, he will come in and he will say, guys, this has been good. You should do A, B, C, and D. And Mark will be like, yeah, okay. You're listening, you're right, and we'll do it. And so he doesn't do it a lot, but when he does do it, like, I think that your conversation you guys had at 3:57 was great. I think we should stay with that. Doesn't mean he's always right, but yeah.
So Mark Grandy right now is kind of producing, and he is just so
kind of.
Grandy said,
I hope this is not
you've
coming.
You've got to play something for Grandy has given me a directive.
Okay.
What does it have to do, Collins?
No.
I said please. I didn't tell you.
All right, can I set it up before you play?
Did you say thank you afterward?
Well, he hasn't played it yet.
Can I just tell my guys before you press play?
Sure. Why'd you duck out on this? You launched into this, and now you look terrified to go through with it.
I don't want
to.
All right, well, I got to do it. And I'm not mad. I'm not, because...
That's on your board too.
I'm blessed. We're all blessed. We're talking about Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
So he started to do an exercise of top receivers, just all the receivers.
I just looked at $20 million receivers.
Yeah. We did this yesterday too. Right.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
So my morning started with an invitation on the morning rose with Lubman filling in for Shasky and the great Spadoni. So I have an issue with my input.
Oh my!
So I just took it out, put it back in. Okay. So this morning, if you go to the Odyssey app and listen to my interview, Spadoni's telling Carter, cue goo up, but I was already up. I got a short. So when I have a short, you'll speak and I'll miss something.
Shout out, Martin.
Look at you. So as we started this exercise about 40 minutes ago, the first name on his list of receivers was Nico Collins.
Here we go. I think you're like, we can take
can,
it from
can
there.
Can I finish? I'm almost
yes,
done.
Yes, you can. I'm sorry.
So
I am sorry for
I didn't hear Nico Collins at all because I had the short.
Because your headset
yeah,
wasn't
okay.
working. Okay.
So at this point now, I'm taking the test without studying. A or B? I said B. So I just said no. And he goes, Nico Collins, who I hadn't heard. So then it takes on a life of its own. And now people saying I'm lying and he's having fun. But here we go.
Here it is.
Will is like,
just
what?
For context, let me throw some names at you, Goo. Compare them to Jennings.
All right.
Because you
that's a
love receiver.
All right. I used to be one.
Is Jennings better or worse, in your opinion, than the following player?
Okay.
Nico Collins.
I'm going to say yes.
Jennings is as good as Nico Collins?
Then wide receiver? You're giving me receivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
Okay, then Nico Collins is making 24.
But you can stop
making 24.
It now.
I can't.
And they're in my ear, but I'm looking at this point for what Jennings has meant and done
stops.
For the San Francisco
I know,
49ers.
I don't
but why? I don't want to hear it.
Then don't say you can't, because you actually can.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And you ruined it.
Well, the problem I have
okay,
is that you didn't properly follow up because you said, is he better or worse? And he said, yes. So, and this is not on you. This is where you would say.
I don't think that's true. I don't think
I'll
you
say
heard
play it again, but Guru's already mad. You said.
How about I'll stop it right
okay.
after?
No, why would I ask? We're naming receivers, right? If I would have heard Nico Collins.
How did you even have a conversation with him if you couldn't hear? How did you know when it was done?
No, it went out, and then I came back in after saying no to what something I didn't hear.
Okay.
So that's why my first question when I came back, you didn't know, is we're saying receivers, right?
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, hit it again.
Yep. Hit that S
how
again.
Many, also, take note of how many yeses he acknowledges before they went out.
Give it to him again.
Just for context, let me throw some names at you, Goo. Compare him to Jennings.
All right.
That's one he understands.
We're good
love
here.
Receiver.
All right. I used to be one.
Is Jennings better or worse, in your opinion, than the following player?
Okay.
Nico Collins.
Dibs is right.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, turn it down.
Okay.
Turn it off.
I'm going to say, say yes.
You,
and you normally would say yes to what?
I said, is comparing to this player.
No, you said, is he better or worse? And his answer was yes.
And then you just go, Nico Collins. You asked a yes or no question without asking a yes or no question.
Oh, my gosh.
He answered
but
yes.
But he didn't hear
Randy.
It.
I'm vindicated.
But he didn't hear
but
it.
You know
did.
What that is, right?
He did exactly what we would do if we were in another country and you don't know what someone's saying to you.
So,
for whatever reason, we just go,
so there was,
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I feel so, vindicated.
Shut up, guys. There was clarification after.
What's that?
Turn it.
Hit the button.
Jennings.
Hit the button. Oh, that's my quarterback.
Just for context, let me throw some names at you, Goo. Compare them to Jennings.
Huh? Listen to my voice.
You love receivers.
I used to be one.
Is Jennings better or worse, in your opinion, than the following player?
Okay.
Nico Collins.
I'm going to say yes.
Jennings is as good as Nico Collins?
Then wide receiver? You're giving me receivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, then Nico Collins is making 24. He's making 24.
See, and they're in my ear, but I'm looking at this.
This is a little bit.
All right, see, no, he's clearly,
I'm
discombobulated.
Shout out Metallica.
Like at that point, he's confused about what the hell's going on.
And instead of him moving, and let's just keep, he saw the chat parked the car, throw the tomatoes and goo and eggs, and I'll sit over here and watch it, and that's what hurts.
Did anybody
else?
Look
at him laughing.
But did anybody? Did anyone else get thrown off by something that has nothing to do with what the two of you are trying to present?
The receiver?
And then Goo goes, I used to be one. Is there anything that you didn't used to be? Is there any position in any sport that you didn't used to be a leader?
I wore 89, Wes Chandler. Shout out Wes Chandler from the Chargers at Logan. I was a receiver.
Okay.
Pitched. And I told you that.
Were you quarterback?
No quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah,
were you running back?
No running back.
Linebacker?
No.
Safety?
Just receiver.
Just receiver.
Yeah.
One side of the ball.
That's it.
Okay.
Varsity?
JV.
Any catches?
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know how many.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah. A couple of touchdowns under my belt. Shout out Neil Fromson.
How'd you
Coach
celebrate,
Logan?
When you scored?
Just handed the ball to the ref.
That's it? Yeah. Act like you've been there before? Yeah.
Classy.
And then we'd go deer hunting. Pops would have the truck, the Toyota truck all ready. And then I'd catch a touchdown. And then we'd go deer hunting from there. That's how
straight from the game?
Straight from
the middle of the night?
Yeah, well, just Angels camp past Stockton.
And got it. JV games are usually late afternoon. Okay, so there you go. Varsity at 7.
My mind was on Friday Night Lights, okay, but you're right. You were Friday afternoon, son.
You guys helped me. They defeated your purpose.
A lot. Most people still don't believe
you. Honestly, I
wouldn't take too much of a victory lap here.
I know Nico Collins. I had him on my fantasy team. Why would I double back Dibs? We're talking receivers.
But you did double back. And even though he asked you, is he better or worse? And you said yes, which on the surface, you're right. He is either better or he's worse. He's not the same. And he followed up in a semi-sloppy way, because he should have had you clarify it, but then you did say, yeah, he's as good as Nico Collins.
But he was confused.
And that's where you're wrong.
No, because he goes, are we talking about receivers?
Which is
when I know we're talking to somebody that doesn't, is not receiving.
We're talking about Joan
no pun
Collins.
And he turned the knife, though. I thought he would be like, oh, okay.
He also may not have even known Nico was a receiver.
Who was on my fantasy team?
That doesn't matter. He still might not know him. You draft
Why don't
players
you just
you've never
try
heard
again?
Of.
Yeah. Goo, is Juwan Jennings better than Nico Collins?
No, he's not.
All right. Now we've got
there we
some
go.
Definition.
Yeah. Now we can go to, you're listening
you.
To 95.7 The Game.
Answer, by the way.
KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Nation in the home of the Warriors, and Valkyrie's always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, that'll bring the time for What's
you
Bugging You.
Mm-hmm. You go first.
Okay. This is terrible.
Oh. Are you going to bring us down?
There's no read. There's no read for What's Bugging You. Is it mouse season?
It's brought to you by
Roach season.
Time for the What's Bugging You segment. Hey, they don't need soil. They don't need water.
That's my
but drywood termites will eat your home from floor to ceiling. And August is the start of swarming season for drywood termites. So if you see a swarm, call ATCO Pest Control for a free inspection and customized treatment plan. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You, and you can get 10% off any drywood termite treatment this month. Go to atcopestcontrol.com.
You see what I have here in a partner? Do you see how he just came in and organized everything? He knows when a read didn't happen. He knows when a yes or no question was not posed as a yes or no question. It's an organization sensation.
It's a buck.
I confused that read with something that I'm not doing anymore, and I can't quite figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, there was something that had been sponsored, now we're not.
Sure.
I just thought that that was the one.
You
but
know
it's
that
not.
Micah Parsons' name is not Michael, right?
I do know that.
All right. Okay.
I just checking.
That's safe. Right. Yeah.
All right. What's bugging me is, I don't know, I guess the city of San Francisco?
Huh? Oh, boy.
Or the...
Be careful.
I don't know. I don't know who to blame for this, but what athlete owns this city?
Steph Curry.
No doubt. Yeah. Steph Curry owns this city.
Steph Curry.
Yep.
Right. He owns this city. So why is it almost September and I have to look at a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander mural
been there since
spread
All-Star
halfway
game.
Across a building for like 6 months?
Hmm.
Look at that. See it, Dibs?
Been there since All-Star
It's a little
game,
obscured
Dibs.
From this window, but it's huge.
Yeah.
Shai
it's pretty far in the distance. Yeah, you can see it out that window
it's
better.
It's monstrous.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, how can that be for 8 months? Is it, do Curry fans not care? Like, I thought Curry was their boy. You're going to let this, like, this guy's from, nobody even knows who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is.
Right, I'm sure.
It should not there's not a Steph Curry mural in Oklahoma City. I checked.
I'm sure there is some sort of a sponsor or sales tie to this, right? It's not just, hey, Shai, we love you.
Might be a leftover, just a leftover from the All-Star game.
I think you're onto something. And it's bigger than that mural.
Mm.
And San Francisco is very unique. I haven't been to all the cities, but I've never seen one that's kind of like this, where there is, it's a great sports town, But there's also this very, very large faction that it's like if you're not tapped in, you are very, very not tapped in.
You're tapped out.
You know what I mean? Like I liken it to this. Like if you live, this is a, again, maybe just a perception. But my my stepdaughter just got dropped off at Boise State. She just started at Boise State. That whole city is about Boise State football. Now, they got their butts kicked yesterday, but forget that for a second. They're getting an indoctrination into what Boise, and you're not allowed, you either are a big fan or you know the hell what's going on, even if you don't care. But this city's got a lot of people that are just completely, you know how many sports bars I've had to have them, I get an ass to turn the game on.
See, I feel like I don't run into that.
But the gate, like, I'm in a Cheesecake Factory 2 weeks ago, and, you know, we got, like, bull riding on or something. I'm like, the Giants game starting. What are you doing? By the way, your boy from ATCO ran into me at that restaurant, and he would like to thank us for this segment.
Billy?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you ran into Bill. Yeah.
Nice.
That's our guy.
He was excited. Yeah,
Billy's the man.
Anyway, I'm with you, Steiny.
Thank you. So who are you? So who needs to fix that?
Move on.
No.
I'm just mad. It's just bugging me. I don't know who to even be bugged by. All right. But it's bugging.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I'll say real quick, it's the healthcare system where I pay every 2 weeks, and shout out payday today, and I put my money in my health insurance plan and whichever one I've chosen. It's not about the company. It's about the system where I need a couple of procedures, and so I use my insurance to go about getting these procedures, and then it comes back where they give you the pre-visit appraisal, and it's going to be $1,600. And these are not surgeries. These are pretty basic things. And you look at it and you're like, I don't know if I have $1,600 right now. So I'm not going to go ahead and do these procedures because I can't afford it.
It's not covered?
So
wow, man.
It's covered, but you know, you got to meet your deductible. And then when you meet your deductible, they're going to cover 80%. And then you got to pay the 20%.
Yeah.
These two procedures.
Is that really insurance? And
I'll just tell you, these two procedures are ultrasounds, which is where they put the jelly on your tummy and they rub the wand on you. And I have two different ones planned. $7,500 is what they're charging. That's what the hospital charges. And so our insurance is like, well, you know, we're going to cover this, we're going to cover that. Your out-of-pocket is going to be $1,600.
Wow, man.
$7,500 for you to squirt purple jelly on me and rub a wand on me for 5 minutes?
Are you pregnant?
No, but I might be. And we won't be able to find out because I can't afford it. That's what's bugging me.
That's fair.
It's a joke.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll go next.
I'm rooting for you, Dibs.
Other than Steiny working on his bag after no one has even given what's bugging them yet, that's too early. So stand down.
All right, good.
But the other thing.
That's not.
That didn't qualify. No.
Close, though.
No. What's bugging me is how I act when the lotto gets to a billion. I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I even get excited.
It's
the stupidest
thing. Somebody wins it, though.
I know, and you can't win if you don't play. But for some reason, and I didn't just buy. You know how you're supposed to just buy one, because your chances, if you buy five, you have the exact same chances as if you buy one, which is none. But for whatever reason, I don't do $2. Let's do $10, and then for the next half hour of my life, I'm like, it might have happened. I'm going to download the app and scan my barcode. Have you ever done this? That app is so tuned in, it takes less than 1 second to fire back. You are not a winner.
So you don't got to wait on the news anymore.
No.
But they don't even have one that says you are the winner.
No. I want to know what the app would do if you did win. It would probably scramble. But you know damn well I'll be in again tomorrow night because nobody won that sucker on Wednesday. And I'll act like a doofus again tomorrow.
I got to stop to make on the way
your
home.
Your odds are actually better if you get five different number combinations. Because
experts say it's nominal, though, is my point.
I'm sure it's nominal.
The odds are one in 290 million.
Right.
So if you have five in 290 million, if you have five different combinations,
you're looking at 289.5 million.
Roughly, but the odds are better.
Right, but it's nominal. It's probably not. It's not a good $2 bet.
Mm.
No, it's a terrible bet. Yeah. But yeah. Is it worth it for you to spend $2 to have 15 minutes of what if?
Yes.
Exactly.
But I didn't spend two. I spent 10.
Of course.
Which I understand.
Yeah. And I do the same thing. But yeah. For me, it's not about whether or not it's a sound investment, because it's not. Like, I bet $10 on a racehorse, and that's a better investment because you got 1 in 7, and maybe that horse wins, maybe it doesn't. But this, to me, is about the dream.
Yeah.
You spend $2 or $10, and you have that moment of like, what would you do, honey? What would we do?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it, so I'm in, but I just think it's like, I would like to like buy it and then forget about it. And then, like, I don't know, the next day, be like, oh, I wonder what happened. But no. I'm like,
did you check right away?
Did you draw yet? Okay. Did you draw yet?
That's funny.
Right? Stupid.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, but what's bugging me,
I'll take your time,
is the shame that I'm sensing from family, close friends, coworkers, and rooting for the Giants. This is why we love sports. We come to conclusions, but nobody knows what's going to happen. There's 28 games left. I've written them off. I've been disappointed. I'm still mad. All of a sudden, they won 5 in a row. There's 28 games left. Anything can happen in this life, in this realm of sports. So for Giant fans feeling like I'm watching and I might be hoping, it's okay. There's no shame in, oh boy, they might be turning this thing around. Anything can happen. So love and love hard. But don't be ashamed because you might have wrote this team off. I'm just looking at the math.
Yep.
And if you're telling me who, and I wrote them off. I think this is an indictment of the manager that they're now all of a sudden now playing when you could have been playing this way before. But I'm watching like, and made a bet today they're going to sweep the Orioles, me and Stani.
Oh boy.
Okay, that'll be 8 in a row. But are you telling me there's still some action left for meat on this bone, as Norm would say? And I'm going to just leave. Enjoy the chicken.
Okay, enjoy it. But what's bugging you?
The fact that some of my Giant friends are, I can sense it from them, that they won't jump back in the water or even dabble their toe because they are, it's over.
I'll bite. Like, the 5-game win streak annoyed me. It didn't make me happy.
You got like 49. Yeah.
We did this yesterday. It's pretty funny.
It's like, you jerks are going to do this all summer, and then when you play the Brewers and the Cubs, you're going to play
27
five
Yankees.
Clean-ass games in a row.
And I'm pulling, sensing it, Will.
Pulling out stuff in the ninth, one-run games, hitting home runs. All of us, who are you people?
The problem
The
problem is they just won 5 in a row.
Okay.
And they picked up one game.
They're six back.
But they passed two other teams. Yes.
That's not insignificant.
They're only behind the Mets and Reds. It's two teams to pass, Steiny. 20-8. 20-8. That's what they need to do.
We are 24-4. Who said that this morning?
If they go 20-8, they are 86-78 or whatever.
Dibs, it's just funny though. I'm not saying. I'm noticing they got.
I get it. I feel a little bit of a disingenuous nature from you because you wanted Pat Burrell fired. You want Bob Melvin fired, and
that's changed.
Now you're back
in. No, that's cemented.
That's a good point.
And I think this is an indictment on those guys. The fact that now all of a sudden they're back on the horse. They never should have fell off. Be quiet. They should have never fell off that hard. That's my point. This is an indictment. If you look at it, I'm just saying.
You know, it sounds like you didn't hear.
We should have never hit that low mark that we hit where we were playing that bad.
Did his headphones short out again?
Did you not understand something?
What's he saying?
I'll see you down the street.
You know my rule.
Oh, 500.
Yeah, we said over 500. So if you're right and they sweep Baltimore,
got a bet. They're sweeping Baltimore.
Yeah,
bad bet or good bet?
Awful.
It's a bad bet.
It's terrible.
Well, what's the bet?
They sweep the Orioles.
Right, but what do you win? What's on the line?
Lunch at the cafeteria.
No odds.
No,
of course not. Yeah, no, then you made a bad bet.
Now,
I hope you win it.
I made him another bet.
I get two to one odds.
Two to one odds.
Here we go.
Because this morning he was so mad about the Cowboys.
How come you take odds? This man never takes odds.
I took the bottom one. Yeah, here we go.
I'm thinking about, he hates the trade. We stay, whatever. And I'm thinking, well, you know, Everybody thought the Devers trade was an automatic one, and the Red Sox started winning, the Giants started losing. So I looked at the Cowboys. They were 7-10 last year. Packers were 11-6. I said, I'll tell you what, Goo, I will bet you right now that the Cowboys are better than last year, and the Packers are worse than last year.
That's where I jumped in. The Packers are not. Both their things wins will more happen. Than 11.
What happens if they're even?
Well, they would probably push.
Actually, I think you made a pretty good bet.
You think Green Bay is not going to surpass a barring injury?
12 wins is a lot.
It's a tough division.
Did they had a top five defense without Micah?
What's their Vegas win total? That I guarantee you it's not 11.5. Yeah, that's like Bills and Ravens territory.
I'd be worried about the Cowboys end of it for you because I don't think the Cowboys will be better.
Okay.
Other than playing the Giants twice, like Washington and Philly are better.
They got a top 5-8 offense. That's their defense. But that's what they're banking on.
They went 7-10 without their
quarterback. No doubt. They're like Dibs.
Right.
That's the layup.
All they
got to
do is win 8 games.
Willard, you on fire. They're going with Pickens.
I mean,
they got to
know, but I think so basically, who am I agreeing with? I think the Cowboys can win 8 and the Packers won't win 12.
So you don't think Micah's going to help Green Bay?
Of course they will. But you can't 12-5? That's unbelievable expectations.
Dude, they might have one. Their defense is going to be a top 3-5 defense.
That's the top of the league.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has. Does anyone have a win total of 12.5? Nobody, right?
Do you not believe in
love? The Packers are at 9.5.
9.5?
Well, that was pre-Micah.
No, like, you're telling me that's right now, right?
That was pre-Micah.
What is it now?
I'd have to check, but it's probably not.
I bet it's 11.5, Dibs.
No chance.
I like your bets, 90.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Goo.
And then we're going to have to leave it there.
Right. And he got odds. Come on,
Goo. Have a great, great Labor Day weekend.
Why don't you give Goo odds sometime?
It's not that bad of a bet.
That man said the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl when there were 13 other teams in the running. And you didn't give him off.
Missed it by one game, Will.
God dang it.
Yeah, you hate
all
to
right.
see it.
Guys, have a great show. All we'll see you on Tuesday on 95.
We're in no man's land now at 216.
Ooh. No man's land is only, when's your first break?
At 26.
That's not no man's land. No man's land is 5 minutes or less.
Gotcha.
Oh,
5 minutes or less on 95.7 the game.
Leave and what the producers say, you have to do it.
Let's move on. Seriously.
We are going to move on. You know why?
I got free drinks coming today at the cafeteria.
No, not anymore. Not after that.
I'm going in your pants then. I'm getting your wallet and using your card.